Welcome to Capital Baptist Church. As I've been asked to speak on the subject, what is your purpose and ignite your purpose? Have you ever felt kind of driving to work on that Monday morning and thinking, why am I going to work? And you suddenly realize, I'm going to work to earn some money to pay for the house that I'm living, and then I go to work again. I had once a Korean student tell me, or at least define who an American is. He said, an American is someone who buys what they don't need with money that they don't have to impress people they don't like. Well, purpose is important, isn't it? Unlike a stone on the ground or some trees or a bird flying in the air, we as human beings have purpose. Life without purpose actually has no meaning, has no value. And if you have nothing to serve, you have no significance in life. The passage we're going to look to is an important passage. So let me read this passage so that I would not only excite you with the content, but ignite you with God's purpose. You see, first you need to find out life's purpose from God's perspective. That we are here living not simply for time, but for eternity. Not just for ourselves or even for others, but ultimately for God. The one who created us with a purpose. Just like the person who made the watch I'm wearing. The watchmaker had a purpose when he made a watch. What was it? Well, to keep time. And when it fulfills its purpose, then a watch is what it's meant to be. It has value. Similarly, God has a purpose for your life, for my life. Let us find what it is so that we'll flourish in it and feel fulfilled in His purpose. Now, the passage given to me is Romans. Well, would you turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8? Romans chapter 8, and I want to begin from verse 28. Now, this verse is very familiar. And I'm sure you've heard this, you maybe studied this to some extent in its context, but maybe you haven't fully understood what the verses following Romans 8:28 has to do with purpose, our life's purpose. So let me read. And we know that all things, for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called, and here's the word, according to His purpose. I like that verse, isn't it? Note those two things. So those who love God, they are called, but they are called according to His purpose. Before I read on, let me just say that there are people who will tell you, you know, God's there, but you know, He doesn't know what's best for your life, if not why it's happening the way things happen. Have you ever had that? But listen, Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11 says that God knows the thoughts that He thinks towards us. And you know what God's thoughts are for us? For our peace. Not for evil, but to give us, here we go, a future and a hope. Those words are words loaded with purpose-driven activity. Future, hope. People will tell you, but don't ever forget, God's purpose is not only ultimately for His glory, but also for our good, whatever it is. So let's see if we can discover this from this passage. Listen to verse 29. For those whom He foreknew, He predestined to be, here's the phrase again, conformed to the image of His Son. That's it. Did you know that the singular purpose, if you are a believer, God's purpose for you and for me is to make us more and more like our Master. To conform us to Christ. That's what He's doing. He's making us more like Jesus. Now everything else that we want to be, that we should be doing and don't do, everything that we aspire to, must be towards that singular purpose, to be conformed to the image of Christ. Now let me go on to read, because he tells you a few things that happen in that whole process. For those whom he predestined, he also called. Those whom he called, here's the word, he justified, he declared righteous, and those whom he justified, he glorified. It's a done deal. From God's perspective, his purposes are sovereign, and his purposes, are you ready, are effectual. That means nothing can stop it, nothing and no one can spoil it. Isn't that wonderful? God is sovereign, and his purposes for you and for me are a done deal. At least from his point of view. But from our point, what is God's purpose? Well, let me read on from the text and let the scripture soak, and then we'll kind of look at some points that we can take home from this passage. How to get excited about God's purpose and be ignited in that purpose as we fulfill it here and now. What then shall we say, Paul says, to these things? For if God is for us, who can be against us? He did not even spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also with him, are you ready, graciously give us all things, richly to enjoy? You see what Paul's argument is? It's from the greater to the lesser. If God gave us his son, don't you think he's going to give us in him everything else that we need if we seek his kingdom? Wouldn't these things be added? That's what Jesus taught us in Matthew 6:33. Let's go on, because there are a few other questions that are there to ignite our purpose. Look at verse 33. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? You see, God's chosen us. And Paul says, like, who's going to accuse us, bring a charge against us? It is God who justifies. Who's going to condemn us? Because Christ Jesus is the one who died for us, and in fact he rose again, and he is now at the right hand of God interceding for us. Now he says, who shall separate us? I love that. So you see those three questions? Who can charge us, accuse us? Who can condemn us? And who can separate us? From what? From the love of Christ. Remember those who love Christ? They're the ones who are called according to his purpose. His purpose is to conform us to the image of Jesus, make us just like Jesus. And he has a whole list, a catalog here. He says, listen, can tribulations or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And he quotes and he says, for his sake we are being, he says, constantly killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep that are led to the slaughter. He's kind of echoing the psalmist in Psalm 44:22, but he says, no, in all these things, here's the verse, we are more than conquerors. How? Through him, here's the word again, who loved us. For I am persuaded. Paul was persuaded. We need to be assured of this thing, that we in Christ can never be separated. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, or things to come, or powers, or heights, or depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us, here's the phrase again, from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I've taken some time to read this text to us, and you have an outline, we'll be happy to give you, but let me just briefly go through that outline and encourage us, particularly in the area of igniting the purpose of discipleship, to grow in grace and in this knowledge of Jesus that we have heard. First thing I want to mention is to realize who we are in Christ. Yeah, that's the first thing, to realize who we are in Christ. In order to understand who we are in Christ, well, first and foremost, you have to come to Christ. And if you're listening to me tonight or today, let me ask you, have you come to Christ? Now, that's where you discover your purpose. You don't discover your purpose by going to some seminar, by evaluating all your talents and your gifts. You don't discover your purpose by asking people, well, what do you think I'm good at? You don't discover your purpose by trying this out and trying the other. You discover your purpose by first coming to Christ. Have you done that? Come to him. When we come to Christ, that is the place of security. So let me ask you this. Come to Christ and you will have security from which you can discover your purpose and do what you ought to do. Many of us would like to do things. We're like, I like to do that and the other thing. But you know, unless you are secure, you can't extend. You know, there's a wheel, it has to have a hub. It has to have a central axis. Otherwise, it's not going to turn anywhere around. And some of us are going round and round and round around what? With no purpose. I often think of my GPS, and I was in Maine and some New England parts towards Canada. And you know what? There was no kind of internet, and the GPS was not working. And I was like, I don't know where I am. No guidance. I don't know. Seems like I was going round and round and round. It could be so frustrating. Well, that GPS is not just a global positioning system. The Bible is God's positioning system to guide us where we need to go, so that we will grow in Christ. But first, you need to come to Christ. Notice that word justification. God, who knew us, He has called us or chosen us in Christ, and whom He called, He justified. Today, if you hear God's voice, don't be hardening your heart. Come to Christ. Now, here's my main point. Not only come to Christ, and that's a lot of security, become like Christ. That's my second point. Become like Christ. You know what you call that? Maturity. Maturity is following Christ so that you become like Him. In other words, it's discipleship. How do you become more like Christ? You need to learn who Jesus is. How do you learn? You need to follow Him. So who's a disciple? He's a learner, follower. He learns by following, and by following, he's learning what it means to be more like Jesus. We need to recognize that when we do this, there will be trials. Perhaps as you're listening to me today, you are going through some very difficult times in your life. And you're wondering, why? Why me, Lord? Why me now, Lord? Well, that's precisely where you discover your purpose. You're like, discover my purpose in trials? Yes! God allows trials and difficulties in our life, like that catalog we read, tribulations and all the afflictions that Paul lists with nakedness and sword and everything. I don't think we have that kind of trials, but whatever you're going through, that can be very discouraging. So let me ask you, when it comes to your Christian life, I want to give you three options. Option number one, do you feel kind of stale, you know, just stagnant, you're just there, stale. Nothing excites you. Well, discovering your purpose can ignite you, can start you up. Maybe you're not stale, but you're plain stuck. You know what I mean? You can't go forward, you can't go backward, and you're like, is this all what? There must be more to life. And if you're stuck, this message is for you. Because this message is going to be a startup. That's the word ignite, to start up. But maybe you've stopped growing. Not just stale or stuck. You've decided, you know, forget it. I've tried, I fail. I don't think anything is going to start me up. I mean, this wood is so wet, it's not going to light up. Have you felt like that? Well, here's the point. Because you and I won't be able to do it, and so Paul introduces in this chapter the work of the Holy Spirit. So come to Christ, that's security. But to become like Christ, maturity, we need the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us. And Paul says, even when it comes to prayer, we don't know what to pray. But the Spirit helps us. The Spirit intercedes on our behalf. The Spirit is the one who enables us. Do you know what the Holy Spirit is called in Scripture? He is the encourager. He is the comforter. He is the one who brings courage and strength and injects it into you and I, so that we not only discover our purpose, but we will do and get it done. From God's point, it's a done deal. We're glorified. But here in this process of sanctification, He's still working on me. Now, a few things about this text. How does suffering shape us to become more like Christ? Our purpose is to be conformed to Christ. Well, how does suffering help that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, you probably know it, but let me just read this for you. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21 says, "For this you were called." Did you hear that word? Called. Same word. Called according to his purpose. For this you were called. What? Well, because Christ also suffered for us, he has left us an example so we should follow in his steps. Wow. Can you imagine that suffering is part of God's calling so that we will be more like Jesus, the suffering Savior? If you're going to follow him, you're going to follow him to the cross. He said, if anyone wants to come after me, deny yourself, what? Take up your cross. That's suffering. Luke 9 and verse 23. We have to take up our cross to follow him. Several passages, but let me just mention two that are very familiar along with Romans chapter 8 is Romans chapter 5. And according to Romans chapter 5, God allows these trials and tribulations in our life. Why? Well, the writer James categorically tells us how suffering shapes us. And this is what, if you take Romans chapter 5 and James chapter 1 verse 5, this is what it says. These trials that come into our lives, they actually cause us to persevere. You know that? You want to learn patience? You want to be a persevering person? Well, you better get used. God's going to send you trials. That's the only way we're going to learn patience and perseverance. Because trials help us to be persevering, not to give up. Something's happening to our faith. Our faith is being strengthened. It's building our faith up. So it can ignite us to do God's will. So trials help us to persevere. Perseverance, you know what it does? It builds character. Character. What character? Christ-likeness. Trials. Jesus suffered. We suffer. We are going to be like our suffering Savior. So trials works patience and perseverance. Perseverance builds character. Character, you know what? Gives us hope. Hope. Did you hear that word? The ultimate hope is what? Colossians. Paul says, Christ in us is the hope of glory. Hope is not just great expectations or some future wishful thinking for the future. Our hope is embodied in Christ. When we see him, we're going to be like him. That is the Christian's hope. And how trials work? Well, trials produces patience, patience perseverance, perseverance produces character, character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint. Are you disappointed? You know what I mean? Remember that? Are you stale? Are you stuck? Have you stopped growing? Time to reignite. Start up. Your purpose. God's purpose. The one who created you. The one who called you has chosen you in Christ for a purpose. Discover that in Christ. Realize your purpose in Christ. Come to him. That's security. Second, become like Christ. And that's what we call maturity. Before I go to my third and final point, let me remind us that the Holy Spirit who is working in us is with us in difficult times. None of us like the trials we go through. The trials in this life, though they are temporary, they're purposeful. But it's never pleasing when we're going through it, isn't it? But when it is over, when trials and temptations have fulfilled its purpose, then we have a final product. So let me put it this way. Whatever you're going through, that is only a fine process. What you need to do is to remember the end product, the final product. He's making us more like Jesus Christ. God has a plan. It's for your good and my good. It's for His glory. But that is in Christ, even as we let trials and the struggles in life shape us to be more like Christ. The Holy Spirit, let me submit to you, in this sense, has a twofold function in us. Number one, obviously, He has a way of purifying us through all the trials of life, like gold is purified to make us more like Jesus. The trying of our faith is more precious. That is what we call sanctification. As you grow in faith, you are more like Jesus Christ. You know Him, you grow to be like Him. And only then you can show forth His praises, the one who called you out of darkness into light. And so remember, in tough times, that the Holy Spirit is not only the one who is in this process of sanctification, but also He is there for intercession. He's praying. He's our advocate. Isn't that interesting? We don't even know what to pray. He helps us. It's very exciting for me, but we actually have two advocates. We have one in heaven, Jesus Christ, who is the advocate before the Father. And we have one on earth, who is in us, the Holy Spirit. I hope this not only excites you, but it ignites you to discover and to do God's purpose from the heart. Well, let me remind you that many times you feel like giving up. Peter failed Jesus. But Jesus met him and said, Peter, listen, Satan has desired to shift you, but I have prayed for you. That's how important intercession is. Finally, let me leave you with this thought. You not only come to Christ, now that's security in Christ. You become like Christ. Now that is maturity when you're working and becoming like Him. You realize who you are in Christ. That's what gives you security. You recognize what's happening to you, whatever during crisis. That's maturity because it's making you more like Christ. Finally, let me leave you with this thought. You will not only come to Christ, become like Christ, you can overcome through Christ. You can be more than a conqueror. And that's what this text in Romans says. What a way to finish. That's victory. We started in Christ, security. We are growing in Christ, that's maturity. Now, we overcome through Christ. That is victory. A few thoughts about victory in Jesus. Well, we need to reignite our faith as we discover God's purpose. Because faith is the victory. When I think of things that I want to become, I realize I need dedication. For instance, just let me say, if I want to accomplish, write a book, or if I want to lose weight, whatever. You know what? That takes determination. But also, if you're like me, I need some motivation. I need to know why am I to do it, or anyone can join me as I do it to motivate me, right? Well, here's the motivation. The motivation is that when you see Jesus, as you keep growing to be like Him, one day you will be like Jesus. Heaven. Heaven is not just a destination, it's our motivation. To see Jesus, to be with Him, to share in His glory. Now listen to this verse. I love this verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. Listen to this because it says, He who saved us and called us with His holy calling, not according to our works, we could give up with that stuff, but according to His own purpose. There's the word, purpose. Can you reignite that? Discover God's purpose in Christ. Are you excited to do whatever He wants you to do? Delight to do it from the heart? Now listen. According to His purpose and grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I want to bring us to this word grace. It's one of my favorite words in the Bible. In fact, I've named one of my daughters Karis because I love this amazing concept of grace. Grace is not simply God's favor and blessing so I can get everything in this life. Grace is God's enablement, God's empowerment. Did you know grace is empowerment? Yes. His grace is sufficient for our every need. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10, I am what I am by the grace of God. And His grace was not in vain. I worked hard, even more harder than the other. Yet not I, but the grace of God. Peter exhorts us to grow in this grace, in the knowledge of Jesus. Growth comes when grace empowers us to both discover and do God's purpose. I love what Paul says to the church at Philippi. He says, God who's working in you. He says, work out your salvation, Philippians 2, in verse 11 and 12. But he says, listen, not work for your salvation, but work it out with fear. This is serious stuff. And with trembling. But don't forget, it is God who is at work in you. That's the Holy Spirit. Both to make you willing to do it and able to do it. I love that. Let's encourage ourselves when you think about we're going to be like Jesus. Right now in Christ, we have that security. By His Spirit working in us, we grow in grace. That's maturity. He's making us more like Jesus. But when we see Him, that would be victory. That would be glory when we see Jesus. Let me say the Father, Emmanuel, is with us. God Himself. He sent His Son. And because God is with us, we have Jesus who died for us so that no one can be against us. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. There's no accusation no matter what happens. And there's no separation. I love that from His love. Father is with us. Son is for us. The Spirit is in us. He's indwelling us to empower us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. I don't know about you, but if that doesn't excite you, if that doesn't light your fire, then your wood is really wet. It's amazing. God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is working, showing me His purpose. In all the tough times, He's making me more like Jesus. Have you discovered your purpose in Christ? Security, come to Christ. Are you becoming more like Christ, growing in grace? Now that's maturity. But don't just come to Christ and become like Christ. Remember, overcome through Christ. We are more than overcomers, conquerors through Him who loved us. You know, I love that little song, and I want to leave you with that little song. It says, He's still working on me. Yes, He is. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. And I love the stanza which says, there really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge me yet. There's an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect according to His plan, fashioned by my Master's loving hand. I love that song. He's still working on me. Pandita Ramabai, a Hindu convert, a brilliant lady in India, worked in a Hindu community for many, many years. She discovered her purpose in life to emancipate women, to empower them to live for Jesus. And even though she came from a Hindu and a Pandit, Brahmin background, she was not ashamed of Jesus Christ. And this is what she said. A life that is totally committed to God, a life that is totally committed to Christ, has nothing to fear, nothing to lose, and nothing to regret. May this be our testimony. A life that is totally committed to Christ has nothing to fear, nothing to lose, nothing to regret. Discover your purpose. Come to Christ. That's security. Become more like Christ. That's maturity. And let's overcome through Christ. For we are more than conquerors. He's still working on us. Not only discover your purpose, let's do that your purpose in Christ. I trust this message will both excite you and ignite you in God's purpose. God bless you.